Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. David Livingston with us. David, what are your thoughts on the privatization of space? We've got Virgin Galactic headed up by Richard Branson, SpaceX with Elon Musk. We've got the Blue Origin with Jeff Bezos. What do you think of all those?
Well, I'm very bullish for SpaceX and the private sector in general. I'm not so hot about Virgin Galactic. In fact, we can talk about that if you want. And Blue Origin is kind of a mystery because it, and I think I've talked about this with you before, it's so late in doing things and developing things like their New Glenn rocket, their big rocket and stuff. And it's almost as if it's a hobby for Bezos while he's out on the yacht or something.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem to be going after developing its products and doing everything like a really serious company would do. But, you know, speaking of Virgin Galactic, they did have their second successful flight a couple of weeks ago. And I looked at it a little differently because I wanted to see what the stock price would do with Virgin's success. I thought, God, it's got to pop, right?
Eventually,
and
yeah.
No, it didn't. It hung around 3 to 3.5. And it, as I recall, it didn't move. And in fact, it might have even dipped a little bit during the day or by the end of the day. And I think that says a whole lot about Virgin Galactic because they have a technology that cannot be scaled up. That hybrid rocket, that's it. It can't go. It can't even make it to the Kármán line in space. So they do an Air Force definition of space, which is 80 kilometers, 50 miles. Van Kármán line is 62 miles or 330,000 feet, 100 kilometers. We've got 5 American space stations, private space stations, coming online over the next couple of years as the space station gets ready to retire. And those are going to be served by private sector companies, including tourism. And there's just not going to be much of a place for the kind of suborbital flight that both Blue Origin do and that Virgin Galactic do. But Blue Origin is at least making larger rockets to do orbital spaceflight. And in fact, they have a lunar lander for Artemis. And they're also involved in one of the private space stations. But But there's no place for Virgin Galactic to go. They have a backlog of about 800 reservations that they sold at a price between $200,000 and $250,000 that they need to honor. And today that price is around $450,000. And I don't know what their new ticket sales are like. I've not seen any news article on Virgin's new ticket sales. But they can do up and down suborbital, but that hybrid rocket can't scale up. It doesn't have that kind of power. And if they wanted to do something else, they'd either have to associate with some other company, or they would have to develop a real chemical rocket. That's what we have for propulsion right now, is chemical rocket propulsion.
But you don't see Richard Branson backing out, do you?
Well, he sold out most of his interest several years ago. You know, Virgin Galactic went public with what is called a SPAC, S-P-A-C. So a SPAC is a simple, far less costly way to take a company public. You find a company that is already public, it's inactive, it's a shell, you merge into it, and voila, you're public. So there was a really heavy craze of doing SPAC going public in a lot of industries, including the commercial space industry. Virgin went public with a SPAC and jumped its price up. I think at one point it got up close to or around $70 a share.
Wow.
And Branson sold out. I think he may have kept maybe 10% of his holding, something like that.
So he made his bucks big time.
He cashed out, and then the stock fell. And there were lawsuits against Virgin for stock manipulation by disgruntled stockholders. I don't know how they've come out or if they got dismissed or what happened to them. I have no idea if there was any merit. I guess if I were a stockholder going in at 70 after it's been trumped and pumped and humped as a public company, and then it goes down to 3 or 4, I'd be upset too.
Yeah, I'd be upset.
So I don't know to what degree Virgin is getting management with Richard. They have new management for Virgin Galactic, and they're the ones that are doing it now. And I don't follow it very closely, but I do follow their stock price, and their stock price is actually embedded in some exchange traded funds for space. So it's like in a market basket. So if it has a bad day, it's not as bad for the investors as if you owned only Virgin Galactic stock.
What do you think of Elon Musk's company, SpaceX? That seems to be an up and coming. You do?
Yeah, I love it. And I like Musk. I know he's falling out of favor with the younger crowd since he bought Twitter. Or X, I guess I should call it.
Yeah.
But I single-handedly credit Musk for rejuvenating the space industry, getting reusability going, and dropping the cost of space access. I think what Musk did is genius. There was one other participant group that I think helped revolutionize space around the same time as Musk, a little bit later, but that was the advent of the CubeSat. And what CubeSats did, it allowed school kids to build and launch a satellite. And many of those school kids, including graduate students at Stanford and elsewhere, went on and built satellite companies and sold them and made millions of dollars. And that is the origin of Starlink and the origin of some of these other constellations that are running on CubeSats. We've sent CubeSats to be orbital communicating satellites for Mars missions. And CubeSats and small satellites like that have revolutionized space right along with Elon Musk. And when, as I said, Dr. Curry was talking last week, it's revolutionized the data and the amount of data and the kinds of data that are coming in for climate scientists, for agriculture, for commerce. These two things, SpaceX and CubeSats, to me, are the game changers. And I think Musk he came first, and I give him responsibility for it because he launched a lot of CubeSats for free on what's called rideshare. ULA did that too, but, you know, Musk on his Falcon rockets really made rideshare available to a lot of young companies that couldn't have gotten to space otherwise. And so I'm very bullish on SpaceX and on Musk. That said, I don't think he'll get to Mars on his timetable. I think it's going to take a lot longer to get humans to Mars safely than what he's projecting, what by the end of this decade or by early 2030. I think he's going to miss that timeline.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
David, we don't hear much about the Space Force. How come?
Probably because it's mostly administrative. It has taken over most all of the military's space launches. So they now run through the Space Force rather than some being in the Army, some being in the Air Force, some being with a national defense agency. So they're a big part of the launch industry in America. But we don't have any space assets per se. Yes, we do have the satellites up there. But the defense of the satellite is happening here on the ground with cyber. So we don't have any high ground troops, which are sometimes talked about. We don't have any entities or people to rescue if the Space Force was going to take on a Coast Guard-like rescue service. We don't have that technology anyway. So mostly it's building and it's administrative, and it's very active with launch, and it's very active with national security and with cyberspace, and a lot of that is stuff that you don't necessarily read or hear about.
Are you impressed with the fact that we're moving forward with that, Space Force?
I'd like to see us move forward faster with it. If I were in the Navy today, like I was back during Vietnam, I would have stayed in the Navy longer if they would have granted me a transfer to the Space Force.
Really?
Yes, I would have. I would have loved to have been in the Space Force doing anything for saying I was in the Space Force military service. I don't care much for their uniform, but yeah, I would have I would not have gotten out. They were offering early outs, as you know, from the Vietnam War, and I had eye problems, so they were happy to get rid of me if I waived military benefits for genetic eye problem. But I would have stayed in if the Space Force had been there, if they would have transferred me. And if the Space Force had been around, I would have tried to join the Space Force rather than the Navy.
Do you still see space as a commercial enterprise?
Totally. It's more and more commercial all the time, and it's opening up so many opportunities. I did a show with a researcher at Cedars Sinai Hospital in the research department, and they send stem cells to space. And by the way, they send them on SpaceX, but they're agnostic. They would send them on another ride too, but they do a lot with SpaceX.
Yeah.
And they're doing stem cell research in space on replacing diseased and defective cardiac muscle. There are so many opportunities for space. And when I ask the guest if when the space station retired, if he would be disappointed, and he said, no, bring it on, because we'll have so much more opportunity with the commercial sector space station and some of the rules and regulations that apply to us on the national lab. You know, the space station is considered a national lab, won't exist on a commercial lab.
How did these private companies, David, come along so fast? Did they hire former NASA employees who knew rocketry?
Some of them do, but a lot of these people work for SpaceX and have worked for other aerospace companies.
Yeah.
So they do have experience. When I started teaching as an adjunct at the University of North Dakota, so that was maybe 15 years ago or something, they really had about the only multidisciplined space studies program around, and it was very highly esteemed. And now it's everywhere. And so many schools have aerospace engineering or have derivatives of it for undergraduate as well as graduate school. And it's a really prolific field. So students want to go to it. And they turn out incredible students that do lots of opportunity. There's a lot of them that I get to interview went to USC in Los Angeles. And many of them work for JPL. And then they did something like supersonic parachutes for the Mars lander. And then they moved into the private sector. And one of them, who comes on the show every once in a while, is trying to build a hydrogen service car and airplane. And they're doing really innovative things, and they've got capability and experience. And NASA's a great place to learn how to do things and to learn how to do it right and to, you know, not have failures. And so I think it's a combination of a lot of different launching companies that are out there now. People start their own companies up. The CubeSat have certainly led to Earth imaging companies using Constellation satellites, but there's three or four Constellation satellite private sector companies keeping tabs on what goes on in Ukraine. It's not just Starlink, but there's several others that are doing it as well. Rocket Labs has missions now to other planets and is doing other things. They're a New Zealand and a U.S. company and very successful small launcher. The opportunities and the growth are phenomenal, and people can't believe it, and half the time I can't believe it either. And they're more efficient. And the other thing that's happened is money has been available. So
yeah,
that may be changing a little bit as money and the available capital is more costly now and maybe a little bit less risk averse. But for a long time, probably most of the Trump years and into at least the first part of the Biden years, money has been pretty easily available and at a low cost. So these companies have been able to go out and do round one, seed round two, raise $15 million here, $5 million there, And a good many of them succeed, not all of them. You know, there's a Japanese-American company called Astroscale that's doing incredible things in this commercial on getting rid of space debris.
And there's lots up there.
There's lots up there. It's a big market. It's got regulatory booby traps all over the place because of the Outer Space Treaty and the Liability Treaty and some other things like that. But, you know, private sector entrepreneurs, they imagine things that government can't do. And once the industry started to change with private launchers and then the CubeSats, the entrepreneurs have gone crazy. And, man, they create businesses out of nothing, and many of them make great successes out of it and are doing incredible services.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.